FM 104 is switched on and I'm joined by the founder of Orb Media, Ciara Sheehan. Hello.
Hi, Louise.
Thank you so much for joining us. So tell us, what has happened with Sam Bankman-Fried?
Yeah, so in the crazy world of tech, Web3, crypto, all that kind of thing, there was a big announcement today that the guy who founded a company called FTX, which was a cryptocurrency exchange, his name is Sam Bankman-Fried. I don't know if I've pronounced that correctly, so forgive me if I haven't. But he was convicted of 7 charges of fraud and conspiracy after the trial where it was divulged that he basically defrauded $8 billion from his customers' accounts in the cryptocurrency exchange. And he was sentenced to 25 years today, which he is appealing. But the sentence was handed down today as possibly the biggest ever white collar crime ever to be committed in the States.
How did they find out it was happening?
So this guy is a bit of an enigma. He comes across as kind of a math nerd, but he's actually a really clever mathematician who's able to work out and analyze risks and see if the risks are in his favor or not. So it's literally like a Netflix documentary. So he founded this company in 2019. With another guy who used to work in Google. And they'd worked in another trading firm together. So they founded this in 2019, and it was the cryptocurrency exchange. And another company called Binance, which is still around, which is very much a big player. Their CEO invested $100 million in the FTX exchange for 20% of the company. So then he decided in 2021 he was going to move it to the Bahamas. So off he goes. Relocates from Hong Kong to the Bahamas, and he bought up millions of dollars worth of real estate and investments and luxury cars and, you know, bought into that whole lifestyle. So he's in the Bahamas, and then he struck a deal, a sponsorship deal with Mercedes and Formula One, a publicity deal. So with that kind of brought in the glitterati of, you know, celebrities and racing. And at the same time, he went out to the market to raise more money and funding. And he raised enough funding so that the company was valued at $25 billion. So from zero in 2019 to 2021, a $25 billion valuation.
Obviously, he was doing something right.
Well, you see, it was all about the optics. It turns out now that it was all about the optics and the smoke and the mirrors.
Okay.
So at this point, he's with the glitterati. And he's gone and he's raised this money. So in the investment circles, there's a thing called FOMO. And a lot of times investments happen just because investors don't want to miss out. And it appears that this kind of may have happened here. So he raised $400 million. And then the valuation of the company shot up to $32 billion. So following that, he decided to sponsor a Super Bowl ad featuring Larry David, which is hilarious because in the ad, you see Larry David saying he doesn't believe in crypto. Like, he just... I look phenomenal.
Totally against it.
In the ad, right? Mm. This is in April 2022. And then in October, he started to give money to political figures in Washington. And he put $40 million into various political campaigns. In November the same year, CoinDesk, which is another cryptocurrency news site, started to publish bits and pieces showing that their FTX's finances, there was question marks about some of the transactions and, you know, people were becoming a little bit uncomfortable. But that quickly caught fire. And a customer run on the deposits meant that people were taking their money out because they were unsure it was going to be safe. And effectively, it's like a run on the bank. And like, if you can imagine a Ponzi scheme. And it more or less collapsed at that point. So,
and I'm sure those people in November, who probably went in to get their money, was probably gone.
Yes, that's exactly what happened. Mm. So the people with this, who had a bit of foresight and who would have known the market a bit better, had taken their money out.
Okay.
But then he resigned and he went missing. He had a week of chaos and he was missing funds and he was like not contactable and all of that kind of stuff happened. So eventually he was arrested by the authorities in the Bahamas. And then in August 2023, he was sent to jail to await trial. So in the middle of all of this, all kinds of stories are coming out. Like, he had a relationship with his senior member of staff, and she was on the finance side. They didn't have invoicing. They didn't have any kind of spreadsheets or forecasting or financial models. They didn't have anything that you would have, you know, any of the regulatory procedures that you would need in a finance, a fintech standard corporate operation. They didn't have any rules whatsoever. It was parties. It was the Bahamas lifestyle. It was literally rock and roll in crypto. And the crypto bro culture was massive. So this kid, like this, the son, I think his parents are both legal professors in Stanford. He went from being like the new guy on the block, mixing with politicians. I think he was on stage with Tony Blair at one point, to finding himself in prison. And it was quite, the prosecution did not hold back in this trial. And the judgment was that it was almost like you would chastise a child, in that he didn't show much remorse. And the judge said, listen, just because you said the money was never missing and it was still there, doesn't make it right. And he lied on loads of different facts. Like, he said, you know, there was never any fraud, there was never any misgivings. And yet the journalists who were involved with the case were able to pinpoint when the fraud started, which was a few months after the company was formed. So he denied everything. There was no accountability. He wasn't really sorry. And the judge basically said, no, I do not accept this. And he gave him 25 years. He's to hand over 11 million in assets.
So is that going to be the end of the story then, do we think?
Well, I actually saw a documentary about it the other night on Bloomberg. Now, there's another one on YouTube, which anybody should watch because it's really compelling. But they had the people who lost their money. And there was people from all around the world. Like, there was people's life savings. But there was a lot of people who'd made money on crypto and they'd invested it in his company in one fell swoop. But like, there was people who wanted the money to put their kids through college, who wanted to buy houses. There was everything you can imagine, from like $5,000 up to a couple of million. And everybody on that documentary just looked really ordinary.
Mm.
And it was all kinds of communities and minorities. There wasn't your usual crypto tech bro, privileged white Californian at all.
See, it's such a big world, really, isn't it? Like, we're only hearing like sections of it each week with you, but there's so much to it.
Yeah, I have been watching this. Like, it's just off the chart. It's a bit like, do you remember the documentary about WeWork and it was turned into a series on Netflix?
Yes.
Well, it's kind of on that scale of incredulity. That's what it's like, except it happened in court in New York today. You know, this company had a massive valuation. Now the guy's got 25 years.
Which is a huge amount. 25 years.
Like, he was the darling. He was the darling of crypto, the darling of glitterati. He had sports stars, football stars, Larry David, like a massive comedian.
But I think that's probably why they've done it, to make a point.
I think so, yeah. Mm. And you know what the Americans are like when they come back to fight the white collar crime, they will make an example. But to be fair, it's a massive crime.
It is. He stole lots of people's money, it would seem.
Like, it's bigger than Enron. Do you remember Enron years and years ago?
What was that about?
It was to do with the power. It was to do with the electricity and the power companies.
Okay.
And bad corporate practice. But this is another level. This is like Enron on steroids.
Well, to move on to happier news, footballer Messi is getting involved with FIFA.
Yeah, so, well, he is iterating the next generation of FIFA, and how the kids or the younger generation coming through are going to be playing and engaging in their passion, which is football. And I like this story because, you know, it's for the kids. It's based around like a FIFA, which is going to have the opportunity for the players to manage 5-player teams, and for all of the collectible cards and the player assets and anything that they win can be put into an NFT. So it's going to be rare. It's going to be on the blockchain, and they may or may not decide to engage with cryptocurrency in this game. I personally don't think that the focus is going to be all on cryptocurrency. I think it's about the community that you can build.
Mm-hmm.
And the fact that Messi is really pushing for this, and the company raised 21 million this week.
Amazing.
To get this thing off the ground.
They can obviously see how big it's going to be.
This is exactly what's going to happen. Like, people say, oh, you know, the metaverse hasn't delivered and it's not really there. But in the background, it's growing at a phenomenal pace. And it's going to, I said this all along, it's going to bring communities together in a relevant space where they can really thrive and they can really grow and they can own what they have now. Like in FIFA now, you have to pay to play to get to the next level. Whereas if you pay to own a rare player outfit or a jersey or one of those digital cards, that's yours and it's on the blockchain. It can't be taken from you unless you decide to trade it. So like that's going to be
a new way,
really special.
Yeah
and really,
something
really special
communities can get involved in.
You see, that's the difference, isn't it? So that they all come together.
And
I think that's why it's such a lovely story. Now Messi, you know, has a few bob, he's not got that much to risk, but what struck me was the fact that he's already engaged in this space because he has taken some of his salary in another deal with a French company who created a platform for the club Paris Saint-Germain. And he took some of his salary as a brand ambassador in crypto. Now, they have their own token and he got paid in the token. And the token subsequently dropped value by 86%. But that's not the point. The point is he believes in it so much.
Mm-hmm.
He took payment in crypto and he's kind of driving that level of technology to an audience who are completely tuned into everything that he does.
Yeah, willing to back it, which I think you have to do in life, isn't it? You have to back yourself.
Absolutely, you do. And he believes in it and he's doing it.
Yeah.
He might not have the same risk open to him as a lot of people would, but he's bringing it for the future and he's going to bring all these players together. And there's millions of people that play FIFA and that's their passion. Football is their life, you know, it's their mission in life. And I think it's really inspiring.
Yeah, it's going to be brilliant, it is. Founder of Orb Media, Ciara Sheehan, thank you so much for chatting to us.
Thanks, Louise.